Hello, it's Lisa and Pete here with a catch-up.
There's a scam involving iTunes cards doing the rounds, and this is something you may want to warn your elderly relatives about. Take a listen for the details.
Dennis Cometti joined us with his tips ahead of round 19 in the AFL this weekend.
And Justin Hamilton reviewed the movie that he says is the best of the year so far.
There's only one Lisa, there's only one Pete, and there's only one bank that was just awarded Money Magazine's Bank of the Year 2017. It's Bankwest. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth. For Perth on Mix 94.5.
Right now, we're joined by Dave Hilliard Fry. He's the Acting Commissioner for Consumer Protection WA. Off the back of this press release that we received today, there's a current currency being used by scammers, in particular in Mandurah, and they're duping in the elderly. They are iTunes gift cards. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, good afternoon.
iTunes gift cards and the elderly I don't usually associate, to be honest with you. I'm just picturing my mum saying, I was trying to download Tony Bennett and I got 9-inch nails. What's going on here?
Well, it's very true, and I think that's part of what this is all about.
Right.
So what we're getting is scammers are just random dialing. So people will pick up the phone or it'll go to an answering machine and they won't deal with those. But if an elderly person picks it up, they're straight onto it and they start saying, now, we're from the tax department, we've been looking at your Centrelink payments. Now, people who are savvy will actually hang up on these guys straight away.
Yeah. Yes.
If they get someone who gets worried about it, they straight in with some big threats saying, you haven't put in a tax return, you owe some money, there's been a warrant issued for your arrest. And then
really?
They drag them along in the story and they say, the only way you can solve this, but we can make it go away straight away, is if you make these payments straight away. And they then convince them that they should make a payment by going and buying these iTunes gift cards, which to you and I, who know what they're about.
Yes, yes.
Sounds ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But because they've got them in such a high state of worry, they walk them through the process, get them down to the store to start buying these things, and it is absolutely amazing how much they've spent on these iTunes cards.
Oh, my God.
And then had to pay it over.
That's really low.
I received one of these phone calls yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah. Hang on.
How much did you spend?
It was dead set. It's an O2 number.
Yeah.
Right. And it basically says exactly what you said. It says you owe the tax department money. Our records indicate all of this. Da 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 da. And yeah, if you're like, give us a phone call back because we need to talk to you about it. Otherwise, we're going to send debt collectors. I kid you not. I have the number and the audio message sitting in front of me right now.
Yeah. And those numbers will come up with an O2 prefix because they're coming in through a VoIP phone call, so they're internet enabled, and they're all based through internet providers on the East Coast, so they're all going to have an O2 or an O3 prefix, and that actually adds to the mystery that people think that it's part of the tax
department. That's right.
They know that it operates nationally.
And it looks legit if there's a number.
Yeah. And it is a phone number, but I can tell you when we track them down, it's just an internet telephone number.
Right.
And it will change. It'll be cut off within the next few days and they move on to the next
one. So, Dave, a good thing is for us all to tell our parents, you know, don't respond to any of these things. But what other advice does the WA ScamNet have if you receive calls like this?
Yeah. So know that none of the government agencies work this way.
No.
No one's going to, like, I'm a public servant. I'm not going to ring you up and start threatening you with warrants and arrest if you haven't paid a debt. It's not the way the government works.
Yeah.
So any time that starts happening, just hang up.
Yeah.
If these people will do things like say, well, if you want to verify that I'm from the tax department, here's our number, ring the tax department, and this is my name.
Yeah.
And people say, oh, okay, so they hang up. And they ring the number that the scammer's given them.
Yeah,
and of course,
right.
They then answer it with the right tone and what the issue's about, and then they put Bill Bloggs back on the phone.
Mm.
And, you know, they're very professional at what they're doing. Mm. They are conning people out of a lot of money.
Mm.
Just this last 12 months, the people who've reported to us, and I would imagine that's the tip of the iceberg, we're up around $95,000, $96,000 in iTunes cards. And you think, how can that be? What would you do with $20,000 worth of iTunes cards?
I know. Yeah. That's the thing.
What we're finding is that the cards don't actually move.
Yeah.
They give them the code off the card.
Yep.
And then overseas, they're using that code to buy bitcoins or to buy products or to sell them at a cheaper rate.
It's very elaborate. Yeah.
Yeah. but very smart.
Yeah.
We've been getting messages out to the community to say, don't send money by Western Union or MoneyGram and the money transfer systems.
Yeah.
So this is the next alternative. They haven't hit on this before, so it's now iTunes cards and Visa Load and Go cards.
They're absolute lowlifes, aren't they? They're really...
And it just looks like they're getting so much better at it. All right,
yeah.
Dave, thank you very much for giving us the
great
update
advice,
today.
Great advice, Dave.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Hilliard, the Acting Commissioner for Consumer Protection WA. If you want more details, you can check out scamnet.wa.gov.au. But it's as simple as this. If in doubt, leave it out.
Yeah.
Just, you know what? You should know by now that companies get in touch with you properly.
Like, I know. But it does get, I mean, you know, I've got an old mum's Nelly 80, she's pretty good with all this stuff. But if you start doing, you know, saying things like this to her on the phone, she's going to get confused.
It's a fair point.
Oh, she's not listening. And, you know, we all need to just tell our parents to not be, you know, it's the old Nigerian prince thing, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Don't send them any money. Don't bite.
Justin Hamilton is going to join us for his movie review. He is talking about Dunkirk.
From what I hear, the best movie of the year.
Best set of nipples of the year as well.
Oh, yeah, Harry, all four of them.
All four of them. Wow.
Where you're going and then, of course, I remember. Hang on, I better recheck.
Oh, what a beauty. Talking footy with Dennis Cometti for Automasters.
Like a cork in the ocean over his head.
Dennis Cometti, hello.
Hello, Dennis.
Hey, hey, good. How you going, guys? All right?
Good.
I saw a movie expert give that 2 today, 2 out of 5.
You're joking.
Happy with it?
What?
I like it.
Have you seen it?
It's a masterpiece.
You went to the wrong movie, I think.
I could have.
Mm. Have you seen it, Den?
No, I haven't, no, but it's been getting rave reviews. Yeah. Masterpiece is the word they're touching around.
Yeah, yep.
Anyway.
All right, mate.
All right, a bit like this end of the season.
Yeah, let's talk footy, mate. Round 19. Hey. We'll get right into it tomorrow night, Hawthorn and Sydney.
I've gone for Sydney.
Yeah.
Hawthorn, very impressive last week against Fremantle. Weren't they, Lisa?
They were, but it was just a one-off.
I reckon. Yeah, the triple do them in. So, Sydney should win, but Sydney have got a fall over shortly. This has been a remarkable run.
It is. It is amazing. North Melbourne versus Melbourne on Saturday.
I think it's got to be Melbourne. That's down in Hobart. Nothing much to report on that game. Melbourne would be good teams, I think.
GWS hosting Fremantle.
Tough one for Fremantle because what they've kicked 12 goals in their last 8 quarters of football, so it's not exactly going well for them at the moment up forward. Cameron is back for GWS, so is Cornelio, and they've lost 2 and drawn 2 of their last 4 GWS, so they're not invincible at the moment. Fremantle have included Ryan Cox, Gray and Sutcliffe, so no big names from last week, but hopefully they can get the job done. I doubt they can.
Now, Saints are taking on Port Adelaide.
Port Adelaide, I think. They lost last week, fell to 5th, but you would expect them to beat St Kilda. St Kilda without 2 of their great veterans, Revolt and Montagna. They're both out of the side.
Mate, we're over to the Gold Coast. Queensland taking on Richmond.
I thought Stephen May was gone for the year. Anyway, he's been named in their team this weekend. Gary Ablett will play as well, so I reckon there's some sort of hope, but Richmond would start well and truly favourites. Basha Hooley is back after all the hijinks.
But
let's say the Tigers.
All right, then. Carlton and Geelong.
Not much to report here either. Geelong second on the table, should beat Carlton, who were very disappointing last week against Brisbane.
Now let's move on to Sunday. The Western Bulldogs host Essendon.
Now, Travis Cloak is back in the Western Bulldogs squad. I just cannot believe this. I mean, I don't know what's going on. Someone there has got faith in Travis Cloak, just like somebody at Collingwood had faith in Travis Cloak. I would argue it's misplaced. I think Essendon will win.
Collingwood and Adelaide.
Collingwood for me, only because they were kind to me last week and they won when I predicted them. I shouldn't have done that either because it created a lot of angst around the town. So, look, I apologise for getting one right because they beat the West Coast Eagles. Adelaide, no Eddie Betts and Brad Crouch at the MCG.
Oh.
And I think Collingwood in with some hope, but who knows.
Final game, mate. It'll be 2:40 p.m. You'll hear it live here on Mix 94.5 with yourself and the rest of the great call team, West Coast hosting Brisbane.
Lockie's in great form, I've got to say that. Well, West Coast 9th on the table now. Brisbane are 18th, but they had a big win last week, so who knows. Luke Paddington will make his debut for the West Coast Eagles. Tough time to come in because suddenly you're battling for a place in the finals and a young fella makes his debut. Sam Mitchell, who's been around the merry-go-round a few times, returns. Pritis is out and Jetta is out. So Pritis and Jetta both injured.
And they've taken a hammering this week, the Eagles.
Haven't they? No, there's not much to come in. I mean, not much. I mean, you can't rely on young blokes who haven't played a game. Like, Partington's coming in, but he's got to play like a first gamer, you would think. Really, they need to stick with what got them here. You can make a statement against Brisbane. I don't think you can do it against a top side.
Now, in the race, the results, if I may.
Speaking of big wins,
week,
Dan.
It was a very important round, and Dan, you pipped Pete by one. my score doesn't even figure into things, but we now have Pete on 72 and Dennis on 72.
What a finish.
Oh, geez.
It's going to be exciting.
It'll be a nose, Dan. It'll be a nose.
The season itself with these close finishes, all cliffhangers.
You wouldn't
credit it. Okay, well, we'll see how we go. I'm feeling quietly confident.
I'm feeling quietly confident for you too.
Good luck to you, sir.
See you, Pete.
See you, Dan.
See you, Dan.
See you guys. Bye-bye.
Don't forget, you'll hear both the Eagles and Fremantle, the Eagles and Fremantle games live on Mix 94.5 this weekend for Automasters. Get centimetre perfect service and repairs at any of their 42 branches. Call 1300 Automasters. It's Lisa and Pete.
Please be advised, the following radio segment is designed for people who go to the movies or who watch movies, rent movies in store or online, people who eat popcorn and other movie-related snacks. Lisa and Pete would like to remind you this isn't just talking movies. This is Justin Hamilton talking movies.
Now, Jay Ham, we're expecting big things. In particular, because I noticed something about your Twitter and you've changed your description and it now says comedian, host of Can You Take This Photo Please podcast and the guy who will see Dunkirk too many times at the cinema.
Oh, wow.
Well, yeah. The latest movie in a stunning resume from Nolan, and that movie is Dunkirk. So, inspired by the true story that took place in 1940, the Allied forces had been soundly beaten by the Nazis, and 400,000 soldiers took refuge in the small French town of Dunkirk. The Nazis flew overhead, dropping pamphlets, letting them know they knew exactly where the soldiers were, and they were advancing to kill them all. And if these soldiers had been killed, there's a possibility that Britain would have had to surrender, and World War II would have gone in a very different way. But what happened was hundreds of civilians in Britain took up the call to sail their small boats to Dunkirk to help evacuate the soldiers. And this is the true story of who wins and who lives and who dies.
The enemy tanks have stopped.
Why?
Why waste precious tanks when they can pick us off from the air like fish in a barrel?
Where are we going?
Dunkirk.
I'm not going back.
There's no hiding from this sun. We have a job to do.
If we go there, we'll die.
You can practically see it from here.
What?
Home.
Now, before you see it, there's a few things to take into account. One is, this is a suspense movie set in wartime. So you're not seeing a Saving Private Ryan. It's an incredibly brisk hour and 40 minutes. Man, it is tense. You never see the Nazis. They're kind of almost like the shark in Jaws, you know. You never know when they're going to turn up, and when they do turn up, terrible things happen. And what's really fascinating is that there's barely any dialogue. So you pay attention. You'll get a lot of character out of these actors, but it's all in the eyes. It's all in movements. It's all in the situation.
That's what it would have been.
Yeah, right. I mean, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I have to say, for the young people listening, Harry Styles is in this, and he is really good. Like, really good. He looks the part. His acting is as good as anyone else's in the movie. Like, there's a part of me sitting there going, ah, so you're talented as an actor as well. But
it's all right,
mate.
That's balanced out by the fact that he has four nipples.
Yes, right.
Thank goodness. Lisa was kind enough to...
Do we see them on the beaches?
Yes.
No, we don't see them on the ground.
Okay, good.
And in the air, we follow Tom Hardy. God, does Nolan hate Tom Hardy? Because his face is covered up in this movie as well, and you can barely understand what he says. But I think he's the best actor, if you just watch his eyes, in the world at the moment.
Right.
He gets so much across in just the way he'll look at something. His role is like a Steve McQueen role. If you think of Steve McQueen in The Great Escape, there's something, that roguish charm in his fighter pilot. So the soundtrack by Hans Zimmer, holy moly. You know, if you have a hearing aid, you won't need it. It hits you right in the chest. I had big hopes, and they were all realised. It is full on. Go and see it at the biggest screen possible. It's so immersive, and you get thrown into this world. It is incredibly full on. It's awe-inspiring. I reckon it's the best movie I've seen this year.
Wow. And finishing off with not even giving stars. Like, it's just...
No, I think it was a given that he gave it 5.
That's how good it is.
He's still in the cinema now.
Get along.
Letting the, you know, it pops out for a chalk top and pops back in.
It's Dunkirk.
Yeah.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Lisa and Pete, they're the drive show that's made in Perth. And Bank West are the bank that was just awarded Money Magazine's Bank of the Year 2017.